Gadget enthusiasts, get ready. On Friday, Samsung released what is considered the first major virtual reality headset available for sale to the public. And just a few days away from the official start of the holiday shopping season, it's already sold out on online sellers such as Amazon and Best Buy. But is it worth all the hype? For the answer, let's go to our weekly guide to the world in tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is an associate editor for Recode, and he took a look at the device. Kurt, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So what did you think? Should I be abandoning the real world for Samsung's virtual reality world?
You know, so I got to test out the device for about a week and a half before it went on sale on Friday, and I will say that I was blown away by some of the content and what you were able to do with it. I thought it was pretty cool. I had done a few demos in VR before, but really getting to play around with it was more fun than I thought.
Okay.
At the same time, I don't think you should buy it just yet, and the reason is because I think it's a little pricey for what you can do with it.
Okay, and, so let's talk about that for a second, because
yeah.
I'm seeing that it's supposed to retail at $99, which isn't cheap, but it's not terribly expensive either, but there's a catch here, right?
So the catch is that the headset itself is $99, but in order to use it, you need, in my opinion, two things. You need a Samsung phone. That is a requirement, and unless you get those phones with a plan, they're going to be upwards of $600 like any other smartphone, sometimes more. The second part that I think you really need are noise-canceling headphones. And the reason is because when you put this headset on, the whole idea is that you're supposed to be, you know, transported to this other world. You're playing a game or watching a movie, and you're essentially removed from the real world. It's virtual. And if you have just regular earbuds that you get with your phone or whatever it may be, you're going to hear sounds from the real world leaking in, and it's going to diminish the experience. And those noise-canceling ones, those are a couple hundred bucks as well. Right. So the headset's only $99, but all the other things you got to buy really add up.
Right, and I imagine that iPhone users out there listening are thinking, what? I can't use my iPhone with this? But it is, of course, Samsung's Gear VR, right? So is there? But I see that it's also a joint effort between Samsung and Facebook-owned Oculus, which is interesting. Oculus did the software, right?
So the simplest way to think of it is that, yes, Facebook-owned Oculus is doing a lot of the software. So there is an app store similar to how there might be an app store with your iPhone or your Android device. You can buy apps in VR, and Oculus is doing all of that software stuff, whereas Samsung is coming in and doing all the hardware like the phone and the actual headset itself.
Mm. But that is interesting, though, because Oculus is supposed to be releasing its own VR set pretty soon, right?
It will. It's supposed to come. The Oculus Rift is supposed to hit in Q1 of 2016. So I'm kind of sitting here and wondering, you know, this is a pretty great business relationship right now, right? Oculus does the software, Samsung does the hardware, and everyone's happy. It'll be interesting to see what happens when Oculus has its own hardware as well, right? So it's not only providing the software for Samsung, but it's also got a competing product on the market. The way that they're phrasing it is that the Samsung is viewed as kind of the everyman's device. Again, it's $99. It's really easy to throw in a backpack if you were, say, traveling or wanted to bring it with you. The Rift is going to be a lot more hardcore, high-tech. It's going to be a lot more expensive. So I think that's kind of being viewed as the premier. You know, if you're really into VR, maybe you'd go with the Rift. And if you're more of a casual user, you'd probably stick with something like the Samsung Gear VR.
Right. So, Kurt, let's circle back to what's probably the most important question. You touched on it at the beginning of our conversation. Does it work well? I mean, I see that you quoted Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO, of course, saying that it feels like you're teleporting when you wear it. Is that what you felt? Like, were you in literally, or not literally, but figuratively another universe?
You know, there were certain parts where you're using the device, and it really does feel like real life. And I'll use an example. There are, you know, certain adventure games, for example, and you can literally look down as if you're on the edge of a cliff, and you can look down to what appears to be a 100, 200, 500-foot drop. And your stomach kind of does the little, you know, clenching that you might actually experience in the real world if you were standing on the edge of a cliff looking over this massive drop. And so I think that, you know, your brain is – and your brain is fun in the sense that it really can be tricked into, if you have the right sound and the right visuals, into thinking that you're actually somewhere else. And I did feel that for some of the games and some of the experiences here. Some of them, sure, are a little cheesier, a little cornier. The graphics are, you can tell you're like in a very virtual world. But some of them, I will say, surprised me with how real they felt.
Huh. And Kurt, I wonder, I mean, is the Samsung device kind of going to usher in a world of VR in the same way that the very first iPhones did? That, like, here we are, right on the precipice of a really game-changing technology.
You know, there were two things that I think may hold it up. The first is that the entire time I was using the device, I really wished that there were other people using it as well so that we could interact. So until a lot of people have, you know, either the Gear VR or some kind of headset, I'm not really sure it's going to take off as aggressively as it could if you have to do everything by yourself. I would guess I would leave it with that. I think it's very fascinating, but I think that there needs to be some more mass adoption before it gets too popular.
Well, Kurt Wagner's associate editor for Recode. Thanks so much, Kurt.
Thank you.